Well, now, my dear brothers and sisters, I have a proposition for all. We could make the decision that none of us will ever go to purgatory. Is this okay with you? And this is really possible. We have everything in our hands to make it come true. I remember the words of St. John of the Cross. He says that divine providence always provides in every life the purification that is needed to allow us to go straight to heaven when we die. Divine providence put enough difficulties in our life, trials, sufferings, sicknesses, hardships, so that all these purifications may be enough to bring us straight to heaven, of course, if we accept them. And why doesn't this happen? Because we rebel. We do not welcome with love, with gratitude, this gift of trials in our lives. And we sin by rebelling, by not submitting, if you prefer. So let's ask the Lord for the grace to seize every single opportunity so that on the day of our death, He sees us shining with purity and beauty. Of course, if we decide on this, I don't say that the way will be easy, since, let's remember this, the Lord never promised that the way would be easy, but our way will be in peace, and it will be a path of happiness. The Lord will be with us. Above all, and this is what I would like to stress here, let's make the most of the time which remains to us on earth, this time which is so precious, during which we are still given the chance to grow in love. This means to grow towards the glory to come and the beauty which is destined for us. Each minute we can still grow in love, but the souls in purgatory can no longer grow. Even the angels in heaven envy us for this power we have to grow each minute in love while we are on earth. Each little act of love we offer to the Lord, each little sacrifice or fast, each little privation or battle against our tendencies, our faults, each little forgiveness of our enemy, all the things we can offer of this sort will be later for us an ornament, a jewel, a real treasure for eternity. So, my dear ones, please, let us seize every opportunity to be as beautiful as God desires us to be ultimately. Because if we saw in its full light the splendor of a pure soul, of a soul that is purified, then we would cry for joy and wonder because of its beauty.